Hi, thank you so much for holding. My name is Shani. I'm the supervisor that will be assisting your account. May I have your name, please?
Charlotte Tolliver.
Okay, thank you. Could you reconfirm your shipping address to open the account for you, please?
216 3rd Avenue, Ford City, PA, 16226.
Okay, thank you. And give me one moment to open the account to view the information. No, I appreciate you being patient, just waiting on the account to open so I can review the details for you, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right, and thank you so much for waiting. I was able to pull up the account. It looks like you completed a sweepstakes offer to win the ice maker back on August of 21st, where you paid $574.
Yeah, honey, can I ask you to just speak a little slowly because I'm deaf. I can't, and I'm having a hard time. I'm an old lady and having a hard time trying to catch up. Yes, the initial purchase was, well, no, in August. And then when I got my first statement, I believe I called somebody and told them what is this? And I told them that I never received an ice maker. I says, therefore, discontinue my account or whatever happened there because I don't remember opening up account. I just saw an ice maker. I said, oh, this is a good price and went to do it. And the next thing I know, I've been getting this last statement I received, I spoke to a young lady there, and she waived everything for me, the $39.99 and the $67.32 from October, or maybe not. Maybe it was December. I haven't received my statement. Anyway, from August up until now, I would like for you to refund all of that money that you've been taking from me. And no, nothing. That's it. Nothing. I haven't received anything in my email or anything. That's highway robbery, what you guys are doing. And fraud. That's fraudulent. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I'm just listening to what you were saying. But what the charge is for, again, it was a sweepstakes to win an ice maker that was done where $574 was paid. With the sweepstakes offer, it was an open enrollment to join our online discount membership store each month.
No, they never mentioned anything like that. No membership, no nothing. Nothing was ever mentioned like that. All I did was click on for me to purchase that. And I never got it. And that's when I called up and I told them I wanted them to refrain from charging me all of it, $67.32 plus the $39.99. This is highway robbery, honey. You can't be doing this to people, especially old people.
Oh, well, I'm certainly sorry, Ms. Tolliver, about the misunderstanding, but with the sweepstakes offer being done, it did enroll you into our online discount membership store. Each month that you are enrolled, you did receive a $125 gift card voucher sent to your email.
I never got anything, honey. I never got anything.
Okay. Is your email address charlottetolliver817@gmail.com?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I never got any kind of notice from you guys and nothing.
Okay. Well, with the sweepstakes offer being done, this account would not be fraudulent. It sounds like you just weren't aware of the terms and conditions for enrolling into the discount membership. Also, it gave you a free trial to try out our HeroBod health and fitness app. It's something that you can download to your mobile device, which helps you to create different meal plans and recipes.
Oh, no, honey.
That you can follow.
I'm not interested in any of that. All I'm interested in is for you crediting my account for all of that money regarding this ice maker that I never, ever received.
And I'm sorry, that's something that I can't do.
And why is that?
Because with the $67.32 charge that you received, again, a gift card voucher was sent to you to your email for that charge.
You sent it to the, you didn't send,
Your latest email was sent on November the 30th for your voucher.
My what?
Your latest email was sent to you on November the 30th.
And where? Where did you send it to me at?
It was sent to the Gmail account.
Okay. You hold on a minute. I'm going to get my cell phone right now.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. Let's see here. Hold on a minute, honey, please. I'm handicapping and everything, but one thing I do is I sit down here and I just observe every last one of my Gmail. Wait a minute, I don't know what the heck is going on here. I just had my cell phone. God. Okay. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay. I'm going to go into my Gmail. What is the name? I'm going to search. What is the name?
I'm about to get that information for you so I can see what the incoming name would be. It would say Trusted Savings Supply.
Trusting Savings Supply? Is that what it would say when I pull it up?
Yes, ma'am. Or it should say Cool Deals.
Or say
I'm
what?
Not quite. Or Cool Deals.
Cool. Wish QVC. Nope. Not Cool Deals. What is the other one?
Or Trusted Savings Supply.
Trusted?
Mm-hmm.
Trusted. How do you spell trusted?
TRUSTED.
Okay. Okay, Trusted Savings Supply, FUPPLY. Boom. Nothing is showing up. Nothing. Dollar General. These are all people that I know of. Uh-uh.
Okay, well, I showed that the previous agents, they did go ahead and cancel the account out, so you won't rebuild anything further. You were refunded the $39.99 in full for the HeroBot health and fitness app that was charged to you on November the 24th. Regarding the $67.32 that you were billed on the 30th of November, the most that I could do was a 50% courtesy refund for you, which would be $33.66.
You know what? I'm going to call the Better Business Bureau, call my attorney. because I want the whole thing checked.
And you're welcome to do so. We'll send over your account information so they can confirm also whether or not these charges are fraudulent. But with you agreeing to doing the sweepstakes offer, you were enrolled into the discount membership in which we did provide you with the gift card voucher. So you
and I never got a gift card. Never.
Okay, well, I am showing that it was delivered to your email.
You must have my wrong email. Did you use all lowercase email?
Yes, I have what's on the
account,
Charlotte.
And how are you spelling my name?
It's charlottoliver 817 at gmail.com.
Okay, you initially said S.
I'm sorry, and I corrected myself. I do apologize about that.
I'm thinking that somebody must have had the wrong name and the wrong number spelled. I'm sure of that because there is no way I received a single penny, a single card from you guys. Never. And I wouldn't have accepted it if I did. But
okay.
I did not receive it. So put that down. I never received everything. So I'm going to go ahead and what is your name?
My name is Shaney. It's S-H-A-N-E-Y.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Let me write that down. Shaney. Can't even find her. Is this your establishment?
No, ma'am. I just work for the discount membership store.
Shaney. S-H-A-N-E-Y?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And this was initiated the first day? What day was that, August?
August 21st.
20 what?
August 21st.
2022?
Yes.
Okay. And the membership was $39.39?
No, ma'am. The monthly membership for the fitness app is $39.99 per month. But for the discount membership store, it is $67.32 per month, in which you receive the gift card voucher for that charge.
Never did. Never got it. You need to check that out because I never got it in the mail. Never. Never. Would it have gone to my email or would it have been something sent to me in the mail?
No, ma'am. It would have gone to your email.
Mm-hmm. I haven't received a cotton-picking thing. Let me see what else I need to ask you. Lord have mercy. Now, the lady who I spoke to, wait, I did grab her name and I wrote it down somewhere, but the lady who I spoke to regarding the November 24th.
Yes, ma'am, they
were
charged
$39. She said that y'all saved the $67.
You were charged on the 24th for $39.99, and that was for the health and fitness app. That
and the $7.32. I was also charged that both on the same day.
No, I don't have that on the 24th. I have on the 24th, you were charged $39.99, and on November the 30th, you were billed the
$67.32. Let me see. I'm looking at my December 12th bill. It's $67.32 and $39.99.
And I do not know where that charge is coming from. It's not coming from this account. The last charge that I have for you is November 30th.
It's not showing up on my December 12th bill?
Are you saying, is that when your statement came out? Or are you asking me, is the charge date December 12th?
It's on my statement.
Okay, so your latest charge with us was on November the 30th for $67.32.
November 28th. Oh,
November 30th.
What are you guys doing to me? Ripping me off left and right. Okay, Shaney, I'm going to have to. If I need to speak to you, can I speak to you? Any other? Huh?
Yes, ma'am, you can.
Okay. Okay, Shaney, don't forget.
So what I did for your account, Ms. Oliver, okay, of course, going forward, the account has been canceled. So for the charges that you received for the month of November, which was $67.32 and $39.99, those two were refunded in full for you. You should see those returned to your account. It takes about 3 to 5 business days to receive.
Okay. That much for November, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'll have to call my credit card company and see what's going to happen here. Okay. I would like for you, even better, I would like for you to go a step further and credit all of it.
Well, unfortunately,
I've
we
never
can't do
had any.
so. Also, with you disputing the charge with your card issuer, the refunds that I issue for you today, if you are disputing those charges, unfortunately, your bank will kick those refunds out to you because they're not fraudulent charges. We did issue those 2 refunds as a courtesy for the misunderstanding, but if you are pursuing to dispute those charges, I do need to make you aware that the bank will not accept those refunds if you continue.
Oh, they'll fight for me.
You're welcome to speak with them about the charges, but I do want to make you aware that this is not a fraudulent account. Of course, you are speaking with the fraud department. If you want to continue on with the fraud claim, I can definitely process that claim for you today. We still have to do an investigation to find out who placed this original order if you're stating that you didn't do the sweepstakes offer.
Okay, that's good. That's good then. Why don't you do that?
Okay. Well, I do have the IP address here where the order originated. I'll send this information over to your local authorities so they can track down the device that was used and also the address where it is, and they're going to prosecute to the fullest for the charges that were accrued on the account.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Shannon, and thank you very much.
I'm going to place you on a brief hold. I do need to submit all this information for you. Again, I do
Okay.
need to make you aware that all cases of fraud, they are forwarded for pending investigation, and that any false claims or fraudulent charges will result in penalties such as fines. As long as you're in agreement that you or no one else in your household placed this original order, I will submit the claim for you.
That's fine. It's just me and my puppies.
Okay. Well, I do need to make you aware that with filing the charges for fraud, I can only go back to the month of October for you.
No, it's got to go back further than that.
Well, I'm sorry, we can't do that due to the age of the charges that's on the account.
Okay, do what you can do.
All right, I'm going to place you on a brief hold so I can submit all your information for you. Again, it does take some time for them to do the investigation. It's not a guarantee at all either if you'll be refunded for any of your charges.
Okay.
All right, give me one moment.
Thank you.
And I'm still here working on the account. I appreciate your patience. Give me just another minute or so, okay? All right, Ms. Tolliver, I do appreciate you being patient. I did submit all your information for you. Pending that investigation, which normally takes about 3 to 5 business days, they'll do the investigation for the charges that was billed in September, October, and also November for you.
Okay.
Pending that investigation, whether or not it comes out in your favor or not, they'll send you the information regarding your refunds. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, honey. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a great night.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.